of. Now, for the vulnerable and elderly, keeping warm this winter is vital if we're to reverse the 454 so-called excess winter deaths each year that Suffolk has experienced over the last 3 years. We've had some very cold winters, and if you believe the reports from some of our forecasters, another one is on the way. Well, we've heard that by donating your winter fuel payment, you can make a real difference to those figures. The Surviving Winter campaign has helped buy heaters and help people with bills. Age UK Suffolk and the Suffolk Foundation working together for that. Age UK Suffolk fundraising separately as well to try and help other people with other needs in the county too. Well, another way that communities are getting together to make fuel cheaper and ultimately help those in need is the community buying of central heating oil. So how does it work and how successful is the scheme? Well, two communities in the county are reaping the benefits that we're going to hear about now, at least Tunstall and Old Newton. Brian Farquhar is the volunteer oil coordinator in Tunstall, and he's on the line to us now. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Mark.
Thanks for joining us on the show.
My pleasure.
So how does the scheme work?
Well, it's a very simple scheme. You join for a £20 membership, and that sees you through the year. Once you've done that, that's it. You become a part of the system. You join, you give all the details through to Suffolk Buying. That comes to us as coordinators. It's a very, very simple process. How can they get to your tank? When can it be delivered? How much do you need? Very simple questions that offer a great, great service to the general public. Now, here within Tunstall, we have grown since it first started, which was early June, and up to now we have well over 20-odd residence houses that are a part of the scheme. And it has proved very worthwhile for minimum orders of 500 litres up to whatever it is that you find that your tank will take.
So it's bulk order buying, really. You all get together as a cooperative and it's bulk order buying, is
yes,
that it?
Yes, we do. Obviously, yeah. This covers the whole of Suffolk and it has increased quite considerably month upon month. As I said, we here in Tunstall only came upon the scheme back in June. My job here also, obviously, as parish clerk also, is to try to find schemes that will benefit the residents, naturally. And this is one of those ideas that we jumped upon. And the cooperation between Suffolk Oil Buying, which of course is Suffolk Acre, and ourselves, has proved very, very successful.
All right, it's interesting, because some villagers originally went their own way and did a community bulk buy, but you're part of the Suffolk Acre scheme then, which the more the merrier, frankly, because
well,
the better
well,
discount,
precisely,
hopefully.
Yes, yeah. I mean, you're talking of a hell of a lot of hundreds of thousands of litres of oil now. I think the last attempt, I think it was about 182,000 litres of oil for the Suffolk area, and it is continuing to expand all the time. You know, from as little as 500 litres up to whatever it is that the resident actually wants.
And you are getting a good enough discount to make this worthwhile?
Yes, well, it seems to be that way so far. We've not had any complaints. Nobody has said that, oh, hang on a minute, I could have done this cheaper. But, no, they are very, very efficient. They are very thorough when it comes to searching out the best possible buyers. Obviously, online comparisons are made, and those online comparisons are very good. And they are usually below the online comparison sites anyway, and that in itself is good. So they are pretty thorough when it comes to searching for the best possible, and it's not just one oil supplier, of course, it covers the whole field.
Because it is quite expensive, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it can be, obviously, especially now at this present time. And, you know, we look at it from being a responsible parish for the older folk within our parish, of course, as well as those people that do buy a hell of a lot of oil, even at the upper end of the market. So, you know, we like to feel that we offer all of the residents here within Tunstall, and I do actually cover, I'm parish clerk at Butley as well. So, you know, we do try to put these things to the residents. You know, we're all searching to save every penny that we can, no matter who we are.
Yeah, it's not just, I mean, the worry is for older people in the cold, but actually financially, everybody could do with saving a bit, couldn't they?
Well, precisely. And, of course, the older people here within Tunstall, they are very well looked after. And we like to think, of course, that, you know, we really do sort of put them on the right road to at least make a few bob over their bills rather than have to spend more than they need to.
Brian, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
It's great work that you're doing. Thanks for coming on to tell us about it. Brian Farquhar, who's the Volunteer Oil Coordinator in Tunstall. Let's talk about another scheme now, Old Newton. Ken Gowdy is the Volunteer Oil Coordinator in the village.